Well, the magic continues. We were speaking, obviously, earlier to Jane Southall and pointed out that this was Jane's month because, obviously, in the Siren FM Southside Broadcasting calendar, she is in the November routine. Who, of course, is in the February-March period? Well, it would be, obviously, the fabulous Amelia. Amelia, you are in next year's calendar. We can reveal it now.
Fantastic. What a surprise.
Yes. And again, a wonderful offer. Even better than that, looking ahead, obviously, to the calendar for 2015, we've got the fabulous Sally Monday with us. How are you, Sally?
I'm very well, thank you.
I wasn't able to actually be present when Ed was actually doing the fantastic interview in the studio, but it all went well, I gather. There we are, you see, a little complainant's already on there.
Yes. Possibly that was us, who knows?
Sally Monday, clearly, she's actually got her finger on the technological pulse, that's the clear.
Of course, rather unlike us, who are just wandering around, these two ladies are at work tonight.
Exactly, let's just sort of set the whole thing. Amelia, your official role here.
I'll be manning the stand tonight, but I'm also in charge of social media, so on Facebook, Twitter, I'll be taking all the photos for Instagram. Very busy tonight.
It's all great. So you didn't ask us to actually sort of provide the sort of social networking?
No, not for this event. We've got quite a lot of professional bloggers coming tonight to actually do the weekend. So, but not for this one.
It's quite a lot smaller
than the show.
We won't feel put out, etc. Sally, have you sorted out the crisis?
I'm sorry about that. Just had to call on the radio. All sorted. Yeah, everything
exactly,
is well.
Exactly. It keeps everything sort of calm, etc. It's probably just the Arga sort of situation. It's just sort of warming up. That's the key thing. This is looking fantastic. We already mentioned to Jane, who's approaching from the other sort of direction, really. Again, it's just looking good. You've got sort of the energy, you've got the enthusiasm, you've got everything set for 2 days of sheer feedback noise, which is great.
Yeah, it's all set for what we hope is going to be an absolutely wonderful weekend. We've got a huge variety of trade stands here, everything great and good about Lincolnshire produce, lots of crafts, gifts, Christmas all wrapped up under one roof, effectively.
Clearly, as one of the key folk behind this, you will not be availing yourself of any of the alcoholic beverages whatsoever, will you? Because, you know, I can see you're a consummate professional on that basis.
Absolutely. Not a drop will touch my lips.
And Amelia, it goes without saying, clearly you will also be...
No, not at all. Maybe afterwards. Hey, Sally.
Yeah. Ed. Now, we were sent on a mission tonight by a couple of our colleagues to find out what time your chefs are performing, demonstrating tomorrow. We've just seen the new Arga. Where they're going to be doing it, but you've got Amy Claridge and your other chef,
Dominic Franks. Both demonstrations, they run throughout the day, but they actually start at 10:30, and they're actually rolling, so they don't stop until 4 o'clock.
Demonstrating whilst rolling as well.
Yeah,
Amelia, that's really
your
good.
Forte,
it was my forte. Yes, we're not at Newark Show now. So, it's exciting. We've got Dominic Franks, we've got Amy Claridge, we've got Louise from Uncle Henry's Farm Shop doing sausage making. We've got Pete Wellborn doing bread making. We have got some wine tasting, which we won't partake in. Running from 10:30 until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, both days.
And then take that too, as well, before Christmas. Have you got Take That here before Christmas?
We have got Take That too before Christmas. Not the Take That, but the best tribute band apparently in the UK are coming to one of our Christmas parties. And actually, as we're all big fans, Sally being the biggest fan of Take That.
I am the biggest fan.
We are actually going to the Christmas party and having our own Christmas party here at the showground. But everyone is welcome.
I didn't realise Robbie Williams has had hair transplants. He went public on that.
I don't care.
There you go. Once again, the end of a very successful year for the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, not least due to the fantastic work that you guys put in, and we can only look to an improved and even better 2014.
Yes, we've got lots and lots of plans for the show next year. Sally and myself have been working really, really hard to develop lots of areas of the show, especially the Discovery Zone. We've been speaking to, I know, your friends at Lincoln Inspired and Sarah Bullimore about bringing Inspired to the show, which is fantastic, and loads of other things just developed so families can come along and spend even longer here.
Shameless plug, of course, assuming you're listening to this podcast before December the 4th, we will be hosting a Lincoln Literary Quiz on the 4th of December, which Sally and Amelia, we expect to see you there. It's at the Café Portico, is that right, Ed?
That's the one near Danesgate.
Yes, we'll be there.
We love that place. We'll be there.
Well, there we have it, you see. Sally and Amelia, many thanks indeed, and enjoy the whole scenario.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
It's Jim Crennell from Sweets of Yesteryear.
Sweets of Yesteryear. Now, what you've got here is obviously designed to attract not only young people, but slightly more mature people, like the proverbial flies to whatever.
That's correct, yes. We do a large range of fudges, which we make ourselves, and then we do a range of traditional sweets. Like you say, those sometimes favoured by younger and older. We don't discriminate here.
Exactly, you know, chronologically gifted, as we say. So we've got ripe bananas, twin cherries, old-fashioned licorice sticks, and so on. And, of course, the other key thing is this is actually quite healthy food, isn't it? I mean, we talk about sweets, and we know that, but, you know, these are well-made, and they've got good ingredients.
Well, yes, mostly are, yeah. And in moderation, anything is suitable. The fudges, I say, we make ourselves. There are no additives in the fudge, no preservatives. They're gluten-free. So, in fact, yes, in moderation, everything's good for you.
I'm not quite sure about the political correctness of grandma's dentures, but I won't sort of comment on that. Maybe it's a different line. Or the friendly dolphins, you know, that's quite interesting.
Yes, very, very popular grandma's dentures, friendly dolphins, yellow-bellied snakes. It's just a case of trying to bring all the old traditional sweets back in. Obviously, a lot of the time, there's nobody making these now. We've only just found somebody who makes the original Anglo bubblies, as most people will remember, makes fantastic bubbles, still do, not like the modern chewing gum now, and the gobstoppers, which are the original gobstoppers.
Ideal for radio interviews you want to end, really, just they have one of those in many ways. Ed, your thoughts?
My thoughts are that my niece and nephew, who are 5 and 4, I see their eyes light up when they just see this in a way that our eyes lit up when we saw sweets. Do you think 50 years from now we'll be looking at the same sweets? Or, I mean, presumably yes, I would say.
I would think so, yes, because a lot of these ones are quite old. Obviously, there's a few new additions that will crop up now and again. But my idea here is to try and bring it to everybody and mix and match your own, so you don't have to buy a quarter like in a lot of sweet shops. You can just choose your own and make your own up.
So where will you be going once this particular food and drink event has actually sort of ended? Do you have another list of things before Christmas?
Yeah, I'm on the road all 12 months of the year. We start in January, finish in December. Next week we're going up to Lightwater Valley in Ripon for the Dickensian Festival. And then we go to Huddersfield for the Festival of Light. And then we finish off in Leeds City Centre in a massive big craft festival there till the 22nd of December.
I would say if I was in your position, this is one heck of a temptation. I mean, you're driving around with all this in the back. Do you actually get tempted, or do you just can't go there because you see it all the time?
Oh, yes, you get tempted. You have to, people just say, I suppose you get sick of it, but in some respects, no. I have my favourites as well, so I do delve into it now and again.
It's actually Mr. Wonka was getting tired of his chocolate, honestly. This is not going to happen at all.
There seem to be a considerably less original fizzers in that one than in anything else, so I would guess that that's perhaps your particular partiality here.
It's been fantastic connecting with your good self. Is there a web address that people can actually find out more about the Retro Sweet Bar or Sweets of Rest? Yes, do you?
We've got an email address. We don't have a website yet, but hopefully we're going to set that up next year.
And where do you originate from originally?
From Leeds. So
you're really down here on a civilising job, I know. It's important, you know, Yorkshire to Lincolnshire, different line.
No, I've no qualms about anywhere in the country. We travel everywhere, so.
It's been a genuine pleasure and delight. Many thanks, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much, and let's hope everybody comes out to buy some sweets this weekend.
Woodlands Organic Farm, your local veg boxers, always good, based, as you rightly said, Ed, in Lincolnshire, and we're delighted now to be able to speak to
Andrew Dennis.
Andrew, share with us what some of the magical things we've got here in terms of organic foodie gifts for Christmas.
Well, we're offering various special offers. Baskets of goodies plus veg box, which is £20. And we're offering special offers for customers who join us for the very first time. And basically we're promoting all the various different things that we provide, which isn't just vegetable boxes. We also do a full range of organic meat and breakfast cereals and the whole caboodle.
And I'm particularly interested in this notion of gift certificates to suit any budget. And you're quite right, actually, for one box of £10 to do a 6 months worth of boxes for £260. And free delivery as well, that can't be bad.
Yeah, I think it's very good value indeed. And we're able to keep these boxes at an affordable level because we grow nearly all the vegetables ourselves, and that's the whole purpose of this box scheme, to develop a self-sufficient farming system.
In the summer, obviously, the height of the Lincolnshire show, the regular refrain is that Lincoln is such a fantastic county for food. We speak regularly on a weekly basis to William Sitwell, the editor of Waitrose Food and Kitchen, and he also, you know, happily agrees that there's so much magic here. You must be pretty much in a win-win situation here as you're producing the produce and then promoting it as well.
We are in some respects, but then the marketing is the challenge, because there are very many talented growers in Lincolnshire, many of whom have their own allotments, and therefore for us to grow and to deliver in the Lincolnshire area, within Lincolnshire, which is my main interest and passion, it's a tall order, but it's one worth striving for, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ed,
tell us how it works on a practical level. How do you get your boxes? They're very attractive, and I must say that it kind of makes vegetables look more attractive than, say, buying them in a supermarket, in that if somebody sent me one of these for Christmas, hint, anyone who's listening, I would probably make it the focus of my week and eat a heck of a lot more healthily. But to come back to my original question, how do you get that from yourself to the customer?
Well, first of all, the presentation, which I agree, I think they're absolutely beautiful. I mean, we're trying to make them beautiful. Mm. That's down to my staff, and they are artists, really. Mm. They paint with vegetables. Mm-hmm. And poems have been written about the boxes. They've been likened to old master paintings. And in fact, we put poems in our boxes,
right, okay.
The purpose of which is to elevate the act of growing into an art form, which is what I believe it to be.
Yeah, and it's kind of a circular process in that your boxes are then returned to the driver the next time, so hopefully you're holding on to your customers a little bit by involving them in the whole process.
Yes, and I think that's good ecological practice anyway, yeah. to sort of recycle wherever we can. So each box we'd hope to get 8 or 10 deliveries worth out of, and then, you know, obviously the cost of the boxes reduces, and it's using less materials, you know, generally. I've got a really talented sort of team, and they know exactly where to place each individual item. Each box is individually packed, incidentally. They're not on a factory line. Everyone is individually packed, yeah.
Sensing you really should be part of Lincoln Inspired as we go into 2014, because there's a very inspiring notion of obviously use of poetry and various other things. We will have words with Sarah Bullimore and make sure that Woodlands Organic Farm is represented there for nutritional services alone. I noticed that obviously there's a young lady who's obviously giving a general eye out. Would you like to mention one of your other team members here?
Well, I have a friend with me from California, Sarah Baker, who herself is a vegetable box customer in California, and I'm sure she'd be pleased to speak to you about that.
Which is splendid, particularly as we have several Californian correspondents. Certainly Phil Leon is in Los Angeles, and indeed various other folk in Pasadena. Good to connect with you. What are your thoughts on this event?
I'm impressed. I've never been to this event before, and it's a beautiful layout, beautiful setup.
And certainly,
nice variety.
For clarity, it's nice to know that you managed to realise it's Lincoln, England, not Lincoln, Nebraska.
I am aware of that, yes. If it was Lincoln, Nebraska, I doubt if I would have bothered coming.
Exactly. Ed, is this your first visit to Lincolnshire?
No, actually, I've visited Andrew before, but it's my first visit to Lincoln. On this trip, it's the first time I've actually come and spent time in Lincoln. It's beautiful.
And we often find, when we talk to our colleagues in the States on a weekly basis, find that that's, in some ways you're ahead of where we are, and in other ways we're not. I mean, where in terms of organic awareness do we sort of sit in England? Is it still a case that we've got a lot of learning to do?
Ah, that's a good question. I think in some ways you're probably actually further ahead, at least in terms of, with non-organic here, it isn't as toxic as it can be in California. We actually just went through trying to get GMOs labeled. It didn't pass. And California is one of the places you would really think that there would be movement. And so it's a little slower than you would think. Now, with the boxes, though, you first found out about the boxes, really, when you were in California, right? When you visited?
Yeah, when we visited there, I looked at a box scheme, and I sold vegetables in the city centre in San Francisco. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was, how long ago was that?
About 8 years ago. But our box scheme has been running for about 15 years, so we were up and running by then. But it was interesting to get another this angle on how box schemes work.
For some reason, I thought that that was the first time you had seen the box scheme.
I thought, we're not going to have a battle here, please. Special relationship is there.
That makes a really good story, though.
Exactly. Exactly.
Did you say you visited 20 years ago and you saw it then?
Yeah, no.
Always thinking about the angle. Web addresses. How can people actually access, first of all, California? Presumably you're online. And not that we'd be shipping stuff over from that point of view, but how can people find out more about the philosophy you've got over there?
Wow. Since I'm not really in organic farming, because my website is Sara, it's saramusic.com. I'm a songwriter, so it really has nothing to do with organic food.
But it has everything to do with the Los Angeles Master Chorale, who we've been covering their Christmas concert and various other things. And Ed, of course, has perfect pitch. So, Ed, questions for our songwriter here.
What sort of music? I know you're based near Boston, which is probably the most Lincolnshire part of Lincolnshire, even. Does the space encourage you to hear music in your head and encourage you to songwrite whilst you're here?
You know, actually, one thing, do you know about the concerts that Andrew puts on?
Tell us more.
This is a really important part of Andrew's philosophy. It's about taking care of the animals, taking care of the land, and taking care of community. He just had a concert just a few weeks ago, right? Yeah. And it was beautiful. Incredible music, poetry, a beautiful installation in the loft area he has of, artwork. It's just... He really is about the community as much as anything else.
Andrew, share with us. Obviously, you need to be sharing with your local community radio service. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, part of what we do, I mean, intrinsic to what I do is a wish to in some way develop affection for the land. And I think this can be done, we try to do this in three ways. First of all, through direct experience, so encouraging our customers to come and directly experience the farm, to walk the soil, to feel the pulse of the soil, the breathing earth. Secondly, through education, so we have a very active schools policy, school visits taking place most weeks throughout the year. And the third way is through celebration. This is where the arts come in. So over the years, we've worked with numerous different artists, some of whom have been Arts Council funded. And the most recent event we had, as Sarah said, was a day in celebration of the land and sea. And we had poetry readings from Tennyson and John Clare, of course, the two poets associated most with this landscape of ours, but others as well who were, felt deeply sort of responsible and very sensitive to the land, soaps about the land. And then we had a concert of cello music, mainly of Bach, who himself was glorified the earth as much.
Sheep may safely graze.
Correct, yes. So, I mean, there was... so that Bach, and then, as Sarah said, we had this wonderful installation by a Japanese friend of mine, which was set up. It was a response to the tsunami in Japan. And it was essentially about... the need to value and protect the land and the sea in Japan. And so it was all related, if you wish.
And are similar events planned for 2014?
Oh, yes, definitely. This is ongoing. And we've got a momentum going now. And it was really very successful. It was good.
And dare I ask for a web address?
Yes, the web address is www.woodlandsfarm. That's woodlands with an S, farm.co.uk. And if... anybody would like to come and visit Woodlands, just ring me or go online and register your interest. And on the 1st of December, if that's not too soon, we're having an Advent walk to which everybody's welcome.
I think we'll definitely look to do a feature on these fine folk.
Well, they say that you should play your piano to your indoor houseplants to make them happy. And yes. Since you've been talking, I can now understand why your vegetables look so happy. Because yes. They're nurtured, aren't they, with arts?
Yes, we sing to them every day. I mean, it's background music, yes. But I do truly think there's something in that. I mean, it's been demonstrated and proven, I think, that if you play music to animals, that they're more relaxed, and especially laying hens particularly, and dairy cows. And if you talk to plants, I'm told that also.
But preferably not trash metal, but that's a different line entirely. Yeah. Andrew and Sarah, it's been a delight sharing some thoughts with yourself, and genuinely we look forward to featuring you as the months proceed.
Yes, and I hope you actually come and see the farm, because you have to be there to really understand what a special place it is. I mean, I needed a break. I could have gone anywhere, and I thought, no, I want to go to Woodlands Farm. In winter, I don't care. I'm going to go to Woodlands Farm. And it's such a nurturing, loving place. Beautiful place.
So I think the temperature in California is probably just slightly higher than we actually have in Lincolnshire at present.
A little bit, yes. Just a little bit.
Andrew, many thanks.
Thanks.
Tastes of Lincolnshire is clearly one of the most fantastic events and organisations in any way, shape or form. We've always said that. And we're now delighted to be able to speak once again to...
Lydia Rustling.
Yes, the Lydia Rustling. With, of course, you know, the Rustling family in tow as well. It's fantastic. Lydia, when last we spoke, obviously, I think we were doing the Burley Horse Trials. Was that right?
Yes, we were. And meeting lots of our producers as well.
Yes, exactly. And here we are, a few years later. You know, you've had another child. It's all very exciting. How is the family, by the way?
The family's very well, and I'm expecting another one too.
No.
Yes.
There we are. This is just looking, you know, supreme and wonderful, and we've spoken already to several of the producers here who are keen in terms of what they're doing. It must make you feel very proud, obviously, of how Taste of Lincolnshire is developing.
Definitely. It's an excellent opportunity for us to really showcase Lincolnshire produce. We're here supporting people that can't come today, so we've got lots of different produce on our stall as well. We've actually, since we last met, merged Taste of Lincolnshire with Select Lincolnshire. So we've got a much bigger brand, and hopefully that can really shout about Lincolnshire outside the county as well. So today we've been working with the showground, obviously, to help promote this event and to try and get visitors here from both inside and outside the county to sample our great produce.
Seems like only yesterday, actually, when we sort of met at the Lincolnshire show, I think Lou Bevan was with us, etc., and he nervously was saying, well, I might do a radio setup, etc., and it hasn't been the same since. But Ed, questions for Lydia.
Lydia, your presence was very strong at the Lincolnshire Sausage Festival, and you had the tent at the end, didn't you, with the aga. And you, who was the chef that was in there that weekend? Do you remember that? Because I know there are a couple tomorrow here, aren't there?
Yes, there are, but our chef was Rachel Green for the Sausage Festival.
Yeah, there is only one Rachel Green, let's face it.
There is. She's very passionate about Lincolnshire produce. She was a Lincolnshire farmer's daughter, and she's a great advocate, really, for our project. She inspires all the recipes in our Good Taste magazine. She's not, unfortunately, here this weekend, but you can always pick up her recipes.
You are Lydia, that's important.
I am, yes, that's right.
And so you've got a similar stand here for tomorrow, haven't you?
Slightly scaled down to the Sausage Festival. The Sausage Festival is one of our major events now because we like to really draw attention to the Castle project that we've been working on, which is a £22 million regeneration of Lincoln Castle and includes a new visitor centre for the Magna Carta.
It's just one successful thing after another. Lydia, when are you next going to join us in the studio?
Oh, definitely soon, because I will be leaving for maternity in April.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
And a name check for your mum and your sister as well.
Oh, my mum is Sally, and my sister is Naomi, somewhere.
Yes. Hello, Sally. You must be very proud of your daughter.
Extremely, yes.
I can't believe you'll be in grandmother status either. That's unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
I don't like to call myself grandma.
Yeah, right, too. It's been a blast as ever. Take care. See you very soon.
Alex.
As we begin to come to the end of our little press night here, we've just found a magical area which has got Say It With Bears written upon it. And we've got Nicola and Debbie, I think, about to speak to us. Nicola, good to meet you.
Yeah, and to you.
So you've got, I mean, I've just heard it. Oh, they're wonderful.
It is. We've not been doing this for very long, about 2 months. And we are Lincolnshire based near Spilsby. And as you can see, we've got a vast array of different sorts of bears. From microwavable products to giant bears.
You see, that was what frightened me a few years ago, I must admit, when they came out with microwavable bears, because I always like to think, you know, teddy bear, you don't want to stick it in the microwave, you don't know what could happen. But there is a reason for this, isn't there?
They're all quality controlled and tested, and if a customer wants them personalised with a jumper or a hoodie, we do the hoodies, as we do know that they are heat resistant. And obviously...
Well, they could be doing cookery demonstrations. Who knows what could happen, really? It's amazing. Send a bear to show you care is a strap line. And it's the 3Ws sayitwithbears.co.uk that comes to mind. Debbie, how did you get involved with the company?
Well, I know Chris and Nick, who own the business. Yep. And I'm helping them out as they've started the new business recently. And it's something that's a lot of fun. And, yeah, we're just having a great time with it.
So, Nicola, if I were to ask you what's your favourite burr, is that too difficult a question?
No, not really. I particularly like large grizz here, the big brown bear with the bushy eyebrows.
Yeah. Very good. Ed,
whereas I'm going for this chappie here, and it reminds me that we've got a bear in our house which dates back from when my sister was about 3, so we're talking nearly 4 decades now, and he still sits proudly where he always did, and he still looks at us in the same affectionate way, and quite frankly, after a bad day in the office, I can go home and sit on the floor next to that bear. There is something about a bear. What is it? Why do we turn to a teddy bear? It's the way, look at, they're all looking at us right now.
I think young or old, I think you can never be without too many bears.
Who knew what Teddy Roosevelt was actually starting when he went into the forest and actually created that whole teddy bear scenario?
Yeah, exactly. But they're great gifts.
Are you a regular at this event? You just said this is the first time for yourself?
This is the first time here. We've been here in previous years just as the general public.
And now you're the stars.
That's right, yeah.
And where do you go after this? Is it a case of this is the only show you exhibit at, or is it a case of, no, you're around in various other sort of zones?
This is the first show we're exhibiting at present. We will look at do more next year locally. That's where we want to keep it.
Nicola and Debbie from Say It With Bears, the UK's largest supplier of personalised teddy bears, with a global delivery service, free gift message and a unique gift. We salute you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.